Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at this really interesting concept. It's called use-inspired research.
Okay.
And it's a way to think about tackling problems in research in a really different way.
Cool.
So the source material we're looking at today is an excerpt from a book. The book is Efficacious Technology Management, A Guide for School Leaders,
Okay.
which was published back in 2018. And this excerpt really zooms in on this concept of use-inspired research.
Right.
Now, you might be thinking, well, I'm not a school leader,
Yeah.
but trust me, stick with us because the ideas that are presented here really apply way beyond the classroom.
Yeah, definitely. This is about looking at systems and trying to understand them and improve them. And that can be in technology or healthcare
Right.
or even your own personal productivity systems.
Absolutely. So the excerpt kind of starts off by challenging the traditional view of research. You know, that idea that research is either pure
Right.
or it's applied, pure research. Of course, being the kind that just seeks knowledge, you know, knowledge for knowledge's sake,
Right.
while applied research really aims to solve, you know, immediate problems.
Yeah.
But is it really that simple?
Well, not really. I mean, it's kind of an oversimplification and it can limit our understanding of how research actually works in the real world.
Right.
So back in 1997, Donald Stokes, he actually proposed a more nuanced model,
Okay.
and he used this 2x2 matrix to really map out all these different approaches to research.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this matrix.
All right, so you got this 2x2 matrix, right?
Yeah.
And it considers basically two things. Does the research seek to create new understanding?
Okay. All
And does it also aim at applying the discoveries that it makes?
right, so you've got these two axes seeking new understanding, yes or no,
Right.
and applying discoveries, yes or no. And that creates four different boxes.
Exactly. Four different quadrants representing different approaches to research.
Okay, let's kind of dive into those quadrants. So one of these quadrants is what we would call pure research. And, you know, the example that comes to mind is those cognitive scientists, you know, who map the brain.
Yeah.
They're seeking knowledge.
Right.
They want to understand how the brain works,
Right.
but they're not necessarily focused on any kind of immediate application of that knowledge.
Yeah, you can contrast that then with technology development.
Oh,
So that
cool.
would be like programmers who design those educational games. They are applying knowledge,
Right.
but they may not be directly contributing any new scientific understanding.
Right. They're taking existing knowledge and putting it into practice.
Exactly. And that's where this distinction really becomes important
Okay.
because then you have what we call use-inspired research.
Okay.
And this seeks to kind of do both, you know? It wants to discover new knowledge,
Okay.
but it also wants to apply that knowledge to solve real-world
Oh,
problems.
that's interesting. So it's kind of like having your cake and eat it too.
Exactly. And this quadrant is actually named Pasteur's quadrant
Right.
after Louis Pasteur.
Right.
You know, the guy who studied diseases to both understand them
Right.
and to prevent them.
Yeah, so he was doing both. He was trying to understand the mechanisms and
Exact.
come up with ways to prevent them.
Precisely. And that ties in directly with this idea of IT management.
Okay.
So effective IT managers, they're kind of like Pasteur. You know, they want to create systems that work, but they also want to understand why they work. Yeah.
So they can continually improve them.
Exactly. And that really embodies the spirit of use-inspired research.
I see. That's a great analogy. So how does this then translate into action?
Okay, well, the excerpt highlights these things called interventions,
Okay.
which are basically actions that are meant to address a specific problem.
Wow.
And in IT, these could be new pieces of software, new procedures, or even methods for actually using technology.
Gotcha. So it's about taking action, not just thinking about it.
Right. And those interventions should be grounded in theory.
Theory. Okay.
Yeah, because theory helps to explain what we're observing, and it helps to predict what might happen when things change.
So it's not just randomly trying things.
No, it's about making informed decisions.
Yeah, based on a framework. I
Exactly.
like it. So it's like having a roadmap for your actions.
Right.
But how do you know if those interventions are actually working?
Well, that's where this idea of multiple measures comes in.
Okay.
So you want to use a bunch of different data points to get a more complete picture of what's happening.
I see.
So, for example, if you're implementing a new learning platform, you wouldn't just look at test scores.
Sure.
You would also look at how engaged the students are. You'd get feedback from the teachers.
Okay.
You'd look at how the system is actually being used.
Okay, so it's about looking beyond just one single metric
Right.
to really understand the nuances of the impact.
Exactly.
Wow, this is already giving me like a whole new perspective on approaching problems.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, how does this use-inspired research really play out specifically in IT management?
Let's delve into that next. That's where things get really interesting.
Right, I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so we've established this idea of use-inspired research.
Yeah.
You know, that it's about blending knowledge with problem-solving, but what makes it so powerful, especially when we're talking about IT management?
We got to think about the landscape of technology, right? It's always changing, new software, new devices, new security threats. It's a whirlwind out there.
It really is.
Yeah, and so IT managers, they can't just be reacting to every single trend that comes along.
Right, they need some sort of framework.
Exactly. They need a framework for making decisions, and use-inspired research can provide that framework.
Okay, so it's about having a deeper understanding of
Yeah.
the principles behind technology management, so
Exactly.
rather than just chasing the latest shiny object.
Right. You don't just want to jump on the bandwagon. You want to know why you're doing something.
Right, it's got to be grounded in something.
Precisely. And so, let's say, for example, a school district is implementing like a new online learning platform. A traditional approach, you know, that might just focus on the cost or the features of that platform.
Like, what's the cheapest option, or what has the coolest bells and whistles?
Exactly. But a use-inspired approach would go deeper.
Okay, so it's not just about the superficial stuff.
No, it's about really understanding the needs of the users.
Okay, so in this case, students and teachers.
Right. So, what are their learning goals? What challenges do they face when using technology? What kind of support do they need?
So you're understanding the context
Yeah.
before you jump into solutions.
Exactly. And then you would research, you know, different learning theories and best practices for online instruction.
Okay, so you're actually bringing in the research.
Right. You look at how students learn best in digital environments, how to design effective assessments, you know, all grounded in research.
So the platform isn't just chosen because it looks cool or it's cheap. It's chosen because it aligns with, solid educational principles.
Exactly. It's a much more thoughtful approach.
I like it. That makes a lot of sense. But then once the platform is in place, how do you know if it's actually working?
Well, that's where those multiple measures come in that we talked about earlier.
Okay, right.
So you wouldn't just rely on, you know, test scores, for example.
Right, you need a more holistic view.
Exactly. You'd gather data from a bunch of different sources. You'd look at student engagement. You'd get feedback from teachers. You'd even look at system usage patterns.
Okay, system usage patterns.
Yeah.
So is that where these feedback loops come in?
You got it. That's another crucial concept here.
Okay, I was sensing there was more to this.
Yeah. So feedback loops, it's basically about collecting data, then analyzing it to see, you know, what's working, what's not working, and
Right.
then using those insights to improve the system.
So it's kind of like a cycle. You observe, you reflect, and then you adjust.
Exactly. It's all about continuous learning and improvement.
I like that. And the IT manager is kind of like a detective, searching for clues in all this data.
Right, exactly. They're looking at usage data. They're looking at surveys. They're even doing like real-time observations of how people are interacting with the technology.
So it's not just about collecting data, it's knowing what data to collect and then how to interpret it and how to use it to make decisions.
Precisely. And this connects back to what we were saying about theory.
Right.
Theory provides the framework for interpreting that data and making those adjustments.
Okay, I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together.
Yeah.
You've got the research, you've got the theory, you've got the data analysis and the feedback loops. It's like a whole system.
It all works together.
And the cool thing is that this approach, it's not just limited to IT.
Right.
Think about your own life. Think about learning a new skill or improving your productivity at work or even choosing a recipe,
Yeah, you're gathering information,
Right?
you're considering your options, you're experimenting, you're evaluating the
It's
results.
like we're all engaging in use-inspired research without even realizing it.
Exactly. It's a very natural way of thinking about problem solving.
And in this world where we have so much information coming at us,
Right.
this framework is more valuable than ever.
Absolutely. It helps us to cut through the noise and focus on what's important.
I'm starting to feel like I have a whole new toolbox for approaching problems, both professionally and personally.
That's great.
But before we stray too far from our source material, let's bring it back to IT management.
Okay.
What other insights does the excerpt offer about use-inspired research in this context?
Well, one key takeaway is they really emphasize the iterative nature of this approach. You know, it's not like you do it once and you're done.
Right.
It's about constantly evaluating and refining those interventions based on the data that you're
So
collecting.
it's a continuous cycle of improvement.
Exactly. And that's where those feedback loops are so essential.
Okay, so they really provide that mechanism.
Right. They provide the mechanism for that continuous improvement.
So how do IT managers actually create these feedback loops? What does that look like in practice?
Well, it can involve a variety of different methods depending on the context. You might use surveys to gather feedback from users. You might analyze system logs to see how people are using the system.
Okay.
You might even do some real-time observation of how people are interacting with the technology.
So it's like having multiple lenses, you know, to observe the system from different angles.
Right. And it's important to remember that feedback loops aren't just about finding problems.
Okay.
They're also about seeing what's working well.
Right.
And then amplifying those successes.
So it's a balanced approach.
Yeah.
You learn from your mistakes, but you also learn from your successes.
Exactly. You learn from everything.
I can see how this iterative process, driven by data and guided by theory, could really lead to some significant improvements in the effectiveness of IT systems.
Absolutely. And those improvements can have a ripple effect. You know, it can empower people to be more productive, more creative, more connected.
That's a great point. This deep dive has really taken us on a fascinating journey, you know, from the theoretical underpinnings of use-inspired research to its practical applications in IT management
right.
and even personal growth.
Absolutely.
But we are running a little short on time for this segment.
Yeah, we are.
But don't worry, listeners. We'll be back with part three.
Yeah, we'll be back.
To wrap up our exploration of use-inspired research and leave you with some final thought-provoking insights. Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
You know, I gotta say, after the last two segments, I'm really starting to think about problems differently.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, how a new framework can kind of shift your perspective?
It really is. So just to recap, you know, we started off by kind of deconstructing that traditional view of research,
right.
you know, pure versus applied.
Yeah.
And we explored Stokes' matrix and discovered this idea of use-inspired research, that sweet spot where, you know, knowledge and problem solving come together.
Yeah, you're not sacrificing one for the other.
Exactly. And we've seen how that can really guide IT management.
Right. From the design of systems to evaluating how well they work.
Uh-huh. And of course, we talked about the power of those feedback loops.
Right. Always good to have those feedback loops. Absolutely, for continuous improvement. And you know what's been really exciting for me is realizing that these concepts aren't limited to just technology.
Yeah, they really apply to life in general.
They do.
Yeah.
I mean, think about personal growth. Think about your work life.
Yeah.
Even everyday decisions.
Absolutely. Use-inspired research. And you can apply these principles to any field.
It's about understanding complex systems and driving change.
Exactly. And that's what we're all trying to do.
Right. So before we send you off on your own use-inspired adventures,
great.
I want to touch on one more thing that's been kind of a recurring theme.
Okay.
And that's the role of theory.
Ah, yes. Theory, the often misunderstood and sometimes dreaded concept.
It gets a bad rap.
It does.
Yeah.
But our source text really emphasizes how important theory is in this whole process of use-inspired research.
Yeah. They actually argue that it's the foundation
right.
for both building those interventions and interpreting the results.
Exactly. Theory gives you a solid base to work from.
It's like a blueprint.
And they actually define theory in a really accessible way.
Oh, how do they put it?
They say, theory explains what is observed, and theory predicts what will be observed when systems are changed.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's a nice, concise way of putting it.
So it's like a map, you know, for navigating the complexities of research.
Right. It helps you understand why things are the way they are and what might happen if you change certain variables.
So instead of just blindly experimenting.
Right, which can lead to a lot of wasted time and effort.
You have a more reasoned approach.
Right, an approach that's informed by evidence.
Right, by what we already know.
Exactly. And, you know, while the excerpt focuses on IT management,
right,
these principles really do apply across fields.
I mean, think about a scientist designing an experiment.
Yeah.
Or a teacher developing a lesson plan.
Uh-huh.
Or an entrepreneur launching a product.
In all those cases, having a solid theoretical grounding can make a world of difference.
It helps you ask the right questions.
Exactly.
Analyze the data you collect.
Uh-huh.
And ultimately make better decisions.
Decisions that are aligned with your goals.
Exactly.
Huh?
Well, I think this has been a really enlightening deep dive.
I agree.
We've uncovered the power of use-inspired research.
Yeah.
We've talked about the importance of feedback loops.
Absolutely crucial.
And we've highlighted the guiding role of theory.
It all ties together.
It really does.
Yeah.
And, you know, while we've used IT management as our kind of lens for exploring these ideas.
Right. It's been our case study.
The insights we've gained really do have much broader implications.
They apply to all aspects of life.
So as you go about your day.
Yeah.
We challenge you to think about.
Yeah.
What examples of use-inspired research do you encounter?
They're all around us.
They are. I mean, maybe you use a fitness app.
Uh-huh.
That's designed to help you achieve your fitness goals.
Right. Or maybe there's a program at your workplace
yeah.
that's aimed at boosting employee satisfaction.
Or maybe it's as simple as trying a new recipe.
Yeah, and using your own taste buds as feedback.
The point is, use-inspired research is everywhere.
It really is.
And by recognizing its principles, we become better problem solvers.
Absolutely.
We become more critical thinkers.
Duh.
And we become more intentional in our actions.
I like that, more intentional. That's a great way to put it.
So embrace your inner Louis Pasteur.
Yes. Channel your inner Pasteur.
Seek to both understand and improve the world around you.
Make it a better place.
And remember, the journey of discovery never ends.
Keep learning. Keep exploring. Keep applying what you learn.
Until next time. Keep diving deep and stay curious.